say you stumble over and bruise, stumble over a box in the dark and bruise.
My shins.
How about if you're sitting down, say you're playing with your child and you're playing hide and go seek, and you have to go out and hide behind something, and so he wouldn't see you, you'd have to kind of do what?
Hide.
Well, see, get down so that he couldn't see you, and you would call this, when you do this, or if you get behind.
Squat or kneel? Squat.
Or if you said, would you ever say, I'm squatting here on my...
Well, I'm hiding here.
How would you finish the sentence? So if you said, I'm squatting here on my...
knees.
If a man is very athletic, you say he's very
masculine.
Or if he has muscles, you say he's very
muscular.
If he's able to undo something
athletic,
if you have a cane, you can't.
Very strong.
You'd say he's very strong,
very
or
strong.
Athletic, or
masculine.
Masculine. If someone has a good personality, he's very pleasant and kind, you'd say he's what?
A very outgoing person.
And at the same time, if someone is stumbling all over everything and can't talk very well, you'd say he's very what?
Awkward. Clumsy. Awkward.
When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean to you?
I feel that a person that is common is a person who's undesirable or uneducated and doesn't have too much self-respect.
Someone who's common. If you said that girl is very common, what would you mean?
She really didn't care for anyone else, much less herself, you know.
Would you mean this in the way she dresses, or the way that she conducts herself, or?
The way she dresses, conducts herself, and speaks. And speaks.
If an old lady, say one of the aunts that we were talking about this morning, who's about 80 years old, you said she lives up on top of the mountain in North Carolina, and she does all of her housework, and she doesn't get tired, and she's just, you would say she's what? I don't care how old she is, she's mighty.
Spry.
All right, mighty spry, or would you ever use any other terms for this?
Let me think. Spry or vivacious.
Okay. If you want to go downstairs in the dark, or say a gym, is he afraid in the dark?
No.
Or if a child wants to go downstairs in the dark, he might say, I'm
scared of the dark.
Any other words he might use?
Afraid.
It's afraid easily is kind of
scary.
A place, a dark place like a road, a graveyard, that would be also what?
You would say they were scary.
I don't understand why she's afraid. She's blank. In other words, a long time ago, she wasn't afraid, but she is afraid now, and you say, well, I don't understand.